Unit 11, Track 2.38.
Morning, everyone, and welcome to People's Hour. Today, we are talking about age. Let's meet two extraordinary people who are really living life to the max. Firstly, Georgina Harwood. Georgina, you may be 100, but you could just as easily look like someone 50 years younger.
Good morning, Jen.
Now, Georgina, tell us what you did to celebrate your 100th birthday.
So, I decided to do a skydive. I wasn't sure anyone would come and support me, but luckily for me, 15 members of my extended family came to watch.
How did you prepare for the jump?
Well, I prepared very thoroughly. I exercised every day for 3 months before the dive. And I listened very carefully to my instructor.
Have you always been a risk taker?
I guess so. If I wasn't a risk taker, I wouldn't be here today. It keeps me stimulated and active.
And how did you feel during the dive itself?
I felt completely free and totally relaxed. Of course, it did help being held firmly in the arms of my lovely instructor, Dave.
Any regrets?
None. But I thought if I didn't do it, I would probably spend the rest of my life regretting it.
Thank you, Georgina. Now, my next guest is on the line from Japan, Mr. Yuichiro Miura. Yuichiro, please tell us about your big achievement.
Hello, Jen. I can proudly say that I am the oldest person to have climbed Mount Everest.
And how old were you when you did it?
I was 80, and that was several years ago.
Congratulations! But you must have felt completely exhausted afterwards.
Yes, I was tired. But if I hadn't been fairly fit, I don't think I would have made it.
Fairly fit must be an understatement, Yuichiro. After climbing Everest, did you take a well-deserved break from climbing?
Yes, I did for a while. My wife particularly wants me to give up climbing for good. Personally, I am keen to continue for as long as I can. If I stop, I might never climb again.